Hello, this is Brenda Brim-Kruko, and yesterday I talked about being one in Christ. And so I'm going to pick up a little bit on that. And in John 17, verse 20, we see the last prayer that Jesus prayed. And this is the love covenant in his going into his new role as a new covenant high priest. He hadn't fulfilled it yet. He hadn't died on the cross, and he wasn't resurrected yet, but he was getting ready to go into that. And so he prays in John 17, 20, "Neither I pray for these alone, but for them which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they may be one in us, and that is Christ manifested in us." So, now why is Christ manifested in us? That the world may believe and see. See, the people in the world can't see our spirits, but when Christ is manifested in us, they can see that God has sent us into the world. "And the glory which thou hast given Jesus, I have given them, that they may be one as we are one. I in them," Jesus says, "and thou in me, that they," with Jesus in the Godhead, "may be one, that the world may know," see, "the world may know that thou hast sent me and love them as thou hast loved me." So the world, we have to have the manifested Christ in us, in our bodies, for the world to know. In verse 24, "Father, I will that thou whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that why? That they might behold my glory which thou hast given me." So we see here that we, as we meditate, as we say, I am in Jesus, and he is in me, and through the Holy Spirit, we work together. That we, as we meditate on that, as we meditate being one in Christ, as we meditate being the body of Christ, as our spirit, soul, and body, this is just not our spirit. This is him manifesting through our body, through our eyes, through our lips, through everything that we do, him manifesting himself through us. And how does this begin? It begins on the him, very simply, at spending time meditating who you are in Christ, saying, "I'm one in him and he's one in me." And you see yourself as one in him. What is so neat about this relationship that we have with the Lord is in the book of Ephesians, where it talks about being one and about the man and the wife and about being a mystery. And it says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery, that we are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh." That just means that we're one. There's no difference. We're one in him, and that is the church. That is what he, this is the dispensation of the church. It says that this mystery was hidden from the prophets of old, but it was given to Paul, and that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you manifesting himself. That's what you are. You're a temple. And Christ is in you, manifesting himself. And as we give ourselves in private time, this is the private time, is when he really can manifest himself to us. I notice in my own life, when I give myself spirit, soul, and body to him. I mean, when I am not thinking about dinner, I'm not working out. There are times when you do that. and that you go out throughout your day and you can do that. But I'm talking about a specific time where spirit, soul, and body that you have dedicated, where you are going to, you're manifesting Him, even in your prayer life. I have noticed as I have been, of course, it comes from your spirit and it works it out. But as I have noticed, as I have been giving myself to Him, that He has been using me even in prayer, and manifesting kind of some things with my hands, you know, and I just don't anything I try to do. It's, in fact, if He doesn't, that's fine. But I'm just saying, I've noticed that I've been more animated in my life expressing Him. And it began in my bedroom. And I noticed that in prayer sometimes, and as I'll be praying to Him, it's like I use sign language to Him. These prayers are going up to Him. And it's been, I know it's Him. I know it's not me. So it's very pure. And I know that He's accomplishing through me. So, I know that love, His heart, the love of Christ is in His heart. In this prayer with Him, and as you're praying with Him and in Him in prayer, through the Holy Spirit, you know, you sense His love. You sense His love for people. You sense His love for whatever you are praying for. This is not the time of prayer. It's not a time of prayer where you say, well, I'm going to pray for my family now, and you have your scriptures. This is like a spirit-led prayer, kind of like a corporate prayer. Before I go and pray, if I take mom's place when she's in Israel, for instance, right now, so I'm taking her place doing radio, but I also take her place in leading our corporate prayer on Sundays. And so I go before the Lord and I say, Father, you know, I don't know. I know which way you want to go, but you do. And I trust you in Jesus' name that we will flow in what you want prayed, you know, on this Sunday afternoon. In Jesus' name, amen. And so in doing that, when the Spirit starts bringing things to you, you sense His heart in the matter. You sense those things that what He wants to come out. And you see some things sometimes, but you always know His love. And that all prayer is based on this love, because this love, His love shed His blood. And prayer is based on covenant. So with that in mind, I want to bring a little bit about the types of prayer and how all prayer is Jesus, and how all prayer is how you can say, you can kind of bring it into one. We have prayer of faith, where we are agreeing with the Lord, with His word in Christ. It says that He is the high priest of our confession. And so we have a scripture and we agree with Him. We agree with His word. And we believe with Him. We believe in Him. We believe. And then we see the manifestation, which brings much glory to Him. And then we have the prayer of agreement. And that's when we will take one, like it's in Matthew 18 and 19. And we say, will you agree with me on a certain situation according to God's word? And they say, yes, I will agree. And so, see, there's that one of agreement. And that's also corporate prayer. That's one in agreement with one. And then we proceed to the victory. We praise and we worship, and the Holy Spirit brings us to that place. And we glorify Him and we worship Him. And the manifestation, it brings much fruit to the praise of God, to the praise of the new covenant in Christ. And then also in corporate, we work as one man by the Spirit, one. So you see this oneness in prayer. It is so important. We're baptized into one body and we're one spirit. And then what is so precious about prayer And I'm believing God that I can say this without crying. But the prayer of intercession by the Spirit, and that is with groans, sometimes travail, the new birth, bringing souls into the kingdom, is one with God's heart, His heart. And that can be very passionate in prayer. God's Spirit is very passionate. And it will groan and will travail and bringing those things into from the Spirit into the natural. And sometimes in that intercession, you were literally going into the depths of hell. That's how much God loves people. You were literally there on the brink of hell and you were praying through the Spirit, not in one in the Spirit, with God's heart for this one, bringing them out of the depths of hell, bringing them on up through, bringing them up through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe that, in fact, I have read Reese Howe book, his Reese Howe's book, and he says that the prayer in Philippians, Philippians 3:10, that I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowships of his suffering. The fellowship of his sufferings is the depths of his love. And he said that all intercession is based on Philippians 3:10. Now, what is that I may know him? That is no different than knowing his love. And I will pick up with that tomorrow. But I just want to key in on this Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. That I may know who I am in him. That I may know how to work in him as one in him. And the power of his resurrection, and that I may know him, and he in me, and I in him, that I may know the love through him, in him, through the Spirit, the love of God, and the power of his resurrection, What is that resurrection, that power, when the Holy Spirit raised up Jesus from the dead, and the fellowship of his sufferings, that is the depths of his love. And he was bringing us then to that, into prayer, into a more intimate way of praying. It was like I had a knowing why the enemy hates intercessory prayer and why he doesn't want Christians to know how to operate in the standing in the gap, praying for others, praying for souls rich going for hell, or praying for a backsliding brother or sister. He does not want us to know this. He does not want us to have the revelation of Philippians 3:10, that I may know him. And what is knowing him? It is the breadth, that's the length, it's the height and the depth of him. And that is his love. Well, that is all I have for today. I trust the Holy Ghost will take this and will make it real to you. Goodbye.